Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Divine, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. How do you measure progress? We can measure our progress by looking back over the road we have traveled. The distance traveled in the right direction is a measure of the progress we have made. It is said that when Harriet Tubman made her journeys into the South, she carried another band of slaves. She carried with her a shotgun and an old Tater Bible. But years later, after her journeys into the Forbidden South, she was often asked why she carried these two articles on every trip. She said often some of the slaves would give up and think of turning back. She said she would point the shotgun in their faces and say, "If you turn back, I'll shoot you dead on the spot. Then take this Bible and pray that the good Lord forgives me. Now, press on." With those words, she urged the runaways to keep going forward and to abandon even the thought of turning back. Pressing on is an old colloquialism that simply means to keep moving forward without turning back. Pressing on does not indicate how big the strides must be, but it only indicates the direction. It must be forward. In football, a runner who carries the ball is allowed to continue even if he's dragging several defenders and is pounder on all sides as long as he is moving forward. The referee does not call the ball dead until forward progress has stopped. So even as the runners are going down, some are even scrambling for inches of turf to trying to keep moving forward inch by inch. That's the goal of the church, to keep pressing forward. That's the goal of us, to keep pressing forward. The words of the old songs are definitely true. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. As Christians, we should not be dissuaded by the journey behind us, but be inspired by the challenge ahead and press on. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you. Keep pressing forward.